Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell, and this month I'm sharing some devotional thoughts based on familiar carols of Christmas as found on the website Bible.com. Today, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk in water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Well, this touching song has been playing for well over three decades during the Christmas season. The lyrics are beautifully written and contain powerful phrases like, Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? And this child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. It's a stirring line of questions asked by the songwriter that cause listeners to stand in amazement at the power of our God. We really don't know much about Mary, except that she was a virgin, probably in her early teens. According to Luke 1:28, we know that she was highly favored and that the Lord was with her. Even without a stunning resume, God used her. Sweet little Mary, who kept to herself and wasn't a big playmaker, was invited by the Creator of the universe to change the world. Many think the reason he chose her was because of her willingness. Upon hearing God's plan for her life, Mary responded, I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. Luke 1:38. Mary simply said yes to her Lord with no conditions whatsoever. Where are you in your life right now? How much of you have you truly surrendered? Are you living the truth that your life is not your own and that you've been bought with a price? Is there something that you're missing out on because you won't let him lead? We have a Messiah. His name is Jesus. He is the Savior of the world. He walked on water without a single bit of effort. He came and died to make us new. He gave sight to a blind man with some dirt and saliva. He woke up from a deep sleep and calmed a raging storm with his human hand. He fed over 5,000 people with a tiny bit of bread and fish. He does the miraculous, and he has amazing plans for your life. That's a devotion from Bible.com. Well, I've been enjoying the Christmas music so far this season. How about you? Brian's done another great job putting that together. If you're blessed by our radio ministry, let me remind you that it is your gifts and prayers that keep us on the air. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174, or give online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.